This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. We're getting into a little baseball talk right now, but first I want to tell you that coming up tonight in the city of Boston at the Paradise Rock Club, it's the Hot Stove Cool Music VIP Party and 20th Anniversary Show. And among those that will be there as part of this show is Hall of Fame baseball writer Peter Gammons. Peter, Scott, and Nick here in Providence. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, this has been a kind of an amazing weekend to think that we're at year number 20 from the way we started 20 years ago. But it's been great, and all the different events. We had a tremendous luncheon yesterday. Roger Clemens was hysterical. I mean, it's a great weekend, and for all we, you know, all the tie-in for the foundation to be named later, and the all the kids that we impact and the Gammon Scholars, it's been terrific.
It's funny to hear you say that about Roger Clemens. It seems like over the last few years, Peter, his personality has sort of come to light here. We didn't really see that with Roger as a player, did we?
No, because he was larger than life when he was playing. And there was a whole thing about, I'm trying to remember who it was, you know, like 25 years ago, that said, with Roger, every start is like Texas, Oklahoma, you know, He came in. He was really kind to come in for this fundraiser yesterday. And not only was he really good on the subject of pitching, but he was really funny. And the rapport between Roger and Bernie Williams, his teammates, was just tremendous.
Wow!
A real feel that the two have for one another. It was tremendous for the audience.
Peter, so many baseball questions to ask, and we'll start with the whole Mookie Betts deal. Do you think this deal will go down, and will the Red Sox end up getting maybe a top 10 prospect from the Twins, or what's going to happen here, and will this deal be finalized?
Well, I mean, it's up to them to decide whether they want the Twins. I mean, first of all, let me just say, those top 10 lists are ridiculous. I mean, a lot of those guys have never made the big leagues. So I don't take those seriously. But, I mean, Grarol was their second number two prospect in their thinking. But the question is he healthy? And that's what has to be determined. He does have the clearance of one of about the three best doctors in the country. So I think it's really good that he has someone like Scott Boras is his advocate, because young players can just be shoved out the door with the medical sometimes, which some doctor picks up. It's like when the Red Sox signed Russell Martin, and they had a doctor who said, no, you can't sign him. So he then had five great years elsewhere. But it's, you know, they're not getting Verdugo has a chance to be a really good player, especially in that ball. He's the best throwing outfielder in the sport. But he, you know, Mookie Betts is a special guy. I think the return is different from the damage. And I understand the very complicated issue of what was done after they won the World Series. You know, it's easy to look back and kill him on that. I always thought that somehow Betts should be the guy that you always had your eye on. And you know, did he want to wait to free agency? Yeah, a lot of people do. I mean, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to leave. Now, Steven Strasburg didn't, but it's the question to me is in a sport that desperately needs younger demographics. Mookie's one guy that kids all understood. They love the name. He's got the personality. He's a kid's player, besides being one of the three best players in the sport. And, I mean, if you, 2004 was great. But if you're 15 years old, you probably don't know who Kevin Millar and Trot Nixon and Dave Roberts and people like that are.
Wow.
And you just worry a little bit about losing someone who really appeals to the under 16 demographic. And I want to see what happens with this with Mookie.
Yeah, that's a great point, Peter, because you just think about why the Red Sox decided to make this deal and make it now. And, in terms of players and marketability and whatnot, I mean, Mookie has it all. But, was there ever a chance that something gets done, with the Red Sox and with Mookie on a contract extension? Or was this just, this was inevitable, this was going to happen, and, the price tag was just too much for the Sox?
Well, I think it was they were afraid of it getting to next fall and not being able to keep him. And then just getting a draft choice for him. A second-round draft choice for Mookie Betts isn't good enough. So, I understand that. But on the other hand, they knew last spring when they went to him and talked about $300 million. And it wasn't that he said that isn't enough. He just said, I'm going to go through the process and see what happens. And we saw what happened with Gerrit Cole. I mean, he's a great pitcher, but I think a lot of people thought it was unimaginable that a pitcher would get $324 million. But he did, because he went out in the market and he had the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Yankees all bidding on him. And, with Mookie, he has every right to do that. That's what that's why he plays 6 years in the major leagues before he become a free agent.
Peter, there are reports that have surfaced that say the Red Sox may be leaning toward promoting Ron Renneke from bench coach to manager. What do you think of that story, and do you think it would be a good decision for the Red Sox to name him as Alex Cora's successor?
Well, I think if the Red Sox had indications that they were going to get hammered in the commissioner's office study of the, quote, cheating, unquote, scandal, it might have been difficult, but I more and more I hear on the side, well, they have found something, but the Clarion Bob Nightingale wrote about it today that there's nothing there to see, which most of the players and Alex Cora have maintained all along, and unlike a lot of the people with the Astros who you read that Wall Street Journal report, you could say, I don't think Jeff Luhnow now will be looking for a job in baseball again because he lied.
The code breaker, no. Peter. The code breaker.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Oh.
If the Red Sox were really hammered, it would be hard to. It would always have people saying, well, Ron Renneke must have known about it. He was a bench coach. But, I mean, I really thought Renneke did a great job in Milwaukee. I mean, that 1 year that they lost to the Cardinals in the NLCS, and then the Cardinals went on and had the great win when they were one strike away like five times against the Rangers. That was a good team. He did a great job. He's a quiet guy, but I think someone who is familiar with the team and the stability that he brings is really good. Now, I don't know who will be the bench coach. I don't know how they might restructure some of the coaching staff. I think they're going to miss Alex Cora's energy and his ingenuity. But at the same time, I think Renneke brings them something. Plus, I mean, one thing that shouldn't be overlooked is that Ron Renneke, as Alex Cora's minor league manager, had a tremendous impact on his career. And they were very close. And I think that'll be a good thing.
So just one more to wrap up for you, Peter. You know, with everything that's happened with the Red Sox this offseason, particularly in the last month, with Cora and with the manager situation, and now with the Mookie Betts, David Price trade, I think some of the reaction around this region, you know, for a region that loves the Red Sox is it's very hostile and it's very sort of defeated. And some people are looking at it and saying, well, what's there to latch on to for the 2020 season? If you had to sort of make a case for, you know, the 2020 Red Sox and why they're going to be an interesting team to watch, what would you say? What should keep fans engaged in this team?
I think how Sale, Rodriguez, Eovaldi pitch, how the depth in the bullpen, I mean, that bullpen had the highest strikeout rate in baseball last year. They were actually a lot better than the first month or 6 weeks indicated. How that fits together and how a couple of their young pitchers fit in either as openers or whatever. Is Benintendi going to come back from a year in which he had injuries and tried to make adjustments to getting jammed a lot, which he didn't do well. I think a lot of that will take for also, how does Verdugo play? Verdugo has had immense talent, bat the ball skills, tremendous outfielder. The question is, how's he going to feel coming to Fenway Park and having fans chant, "You're not Mookie"? You know, I mean, we saw this with Carl Crawford and some other people. It's not an easy place to play. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, I don't think people in New England are going to be too thrilled if they're in a do-or-die battle with the Blue Jays for third place. Yeah. And that's, it probably was a needed step back, a bridge year, as Theo once said. But at the same time, I don't know how the fans are going to take to that. If they're an 85-win team, that's going to be judged as a failure. And part of it is, you know, four World Series in 15 years after none in 86 is pretty remarkable. But at the same time, Red Sox fans, Patriot fans have come to expect excellence. And that's very difficult to maintain.
True. Very true. Mm-hmm. Peter, great to catch up with you. Thanks again for joining us this morning. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
All right, Peter Gammons, you can catch him tonight again at the Boston Paradise Rock Club Hot Stove Cool Music VIP Party and 20th Anniversary Show. And I believe there are still tickets available. General admission tickets are $50, and then I think VIP tickets are a few more bucks than that. Nick, you can afford the VIP
tickets. Well, I wish I could go, but we got a big basketball game tonight.
We do. Brown hosting Harvard at 6 o'clock
in
the pits.
And I have to sit right next to Scott, so I smell his odious,
Yeah, you can't sit two chairs away from this.
Really?
Time.
You had to go there?
Yeah, I did.
That's how you want to end the show this morning.
Yeah,
okay.
It is, yeah.
All right, buddy.
I'll smell you later.
That's all right. I'm going to start posting those pictures of Coit putting on the makeup before the broadcast. It's embarrassing, to be honest with you. I'll send them to you, Joe. Well, let's get those out on social media. Blast them out, baby.
I have my producer assignment. Let's do it.
Folks, that'll do it for us. Thank you, Joe, on the other side of the glass. Thanks to Laura Minicucci for putting this thing together throughout the course of the week. Don't forget, Mark and Kitchen come your way from 9 to 11 right here on WEEI. For Nick Coit, my name is Scott Cordishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordishi and Coit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.